welcome to the Midnight Movie Maniacs podcast, Forbidden Panel's weekly movie review that takes place during the midnight showing of new movie releases. And now your hosts, AJ and Martin.
You've never done that.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to the Midnight Movie Maniacs. First show we've done in a long time, and I'm here with Richard.
Hello. Back from our vacation.
Yeah. So we're here at the double feature of The Hunger Games. We've already passed through the first one, getting ready to start the second one. What are your expectations, Richard?
I guess they're high expectations. The first movie it's really entertaining. I mean, I couldn't get through the book. I mean, it's no Battle Royale, but it's definitely an entertaining movie. I liked it. So, I'm hoping at least stays around the same, entertainment-wise.
Now, having just seen the first one again, does it still stand up for you?
Yeah, actually, I forgot how much I liked the first one. So, yeah, it stands up pretty well. I mean, it's an enjoyable movie. I mean, you know, like I said, it's no Battle Royale, but it's a really good movie. It's not too extreme where you can't take, like, a younger audience. Not that I have young kids. I just have adults now, but, I mean, it's...
Right.
But it's a good movie. It's entertaining, and it keeps your interest.
Yeah, I've seen the movie a few times. The wife read the book, and she didn't like it, so I didn't bother with it. But, you know, I find the movie entertaining. It's a little bit... just kind of like above a kid's movie.
Right.
More in, like, the mid-teenager, young adult, you know.
Yeah.
Just hit 21 type movie.
Oddly enough, my mother's a huge fan of the books. So, that's why I initially went and saw the first movie in the first place. Just her talking, like, all the praise of it. And I just couldn't get through the first one. It's a little too much for a younger audience. Not that I don't read, like, the young adult novels, but that one was just a little bit too... I don't know. Maybe it's just not violent enough for me.
So, I think we're both coming into the second one kind of eyes wide open. Neither having read it or I really didn't pay too much attention to the trailers either.
Yeah, no, I've barely. I don't think I've seen maybe a couple of trailers. I really didn't pay attention. I didn't have the. I'm just expecting to be entertained. I think it's going to be, as long as it stays along the same lines as the first one, it'll be good enough to watch. Good enough to watch more than once.
Now, having rewatched the first one, are you going to be donning your lanyard?
No. No, I won't.
And do you still feel silly for having asked for the movie tickets when you went to take a book?
A little bit. It makes me feel like a creepy old dude. But, I mean, it's an entertaining movie. We weren't the only creepy old dudes in here, so...
Plenty of those around.
In all actuality, it's a well-written, decently acted movie. I mean, so it's actually, it's definitely worth seeing, I think.
And there's a couple of actors in the first one that I didn't recognize at first, and having now recognized them, I got to praise their acting for it. Don't ask me their names. Woody Harrelson, Stanley Tucci, I thought did a good job.
Woody Harrelson, I thought, did an excellent job for me. I was really impressed by Lenny Kravitz.
Right? Especially when we realized he's, 5'4"?
Right, exactly. It made me feel taller. that rarely happens.
Right. there's another actress in there that really just went above and beyond her normal range, and I'm IMDBing her right now, so... You're going to have to...
That sounds a little dirty.
Yeah, well, it is as dirty as you want it to be. But she's like a major... You're going to have to bear with me. Elizabeth Banks.
Oh, yeah.
That's who it was... Well, she put on a great... I didn't even realize it was her.
Until all the makeup.
Right, and just her acting. She doesn't act like her. She's normally, the kind of drunk party girl that you always see.
Right.
In fact, my first impression of her was from 40-year-old virgin.
Right.
She
definitely played an older, more mature role, and very snooty, but kind of warmed up towards the end. It's like I said, it's a very well written movie. So it would be pretty hard to do a horrible acting job. Even Thor's little brother did good in it. He's always going to be Thor's little brother.
Thor's little brother and, you know, Van Damme's bitch.
I thought he was Miley Cyrus's bitch.
Well, you know, I'm talking about Expendables 2, but... so there you have it. We're going to go ahead and take a break and watch the movie, and when we come back, we'll tell you what we thought about it. All right, guys, here we are at the end of Catching Fire. Well, what'd you think?
I liked it. It was a good story. Like I said, I didn't know much about. I didn't read the books, so everything was a complete surprise to me. So I think it kept a pretty consistent story. It kept you on your edge of your seat. It was a lot of action, a lot of wondering what exactly was going on. So I think it has a good feel. I liked it.
I think it upped its game, honestly. I think it shed away the kid part.
Yeah, the story.
And brought out the adult.
The story is really intense, and it brings out a lot of emotions. Like this is a really emotionally driven story. Once you buy into it, once you start like investing emotionally in it, it just keeps pulling at you.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I can't say anything else more about it, honestly. I mean, it brought its A game. In my opinion, it was better than the first.
Yeah, this is one of those rare, you know, only a handful of times can you say a sequel is better than the original, you know.
Aliens, T2, Empire.
Godfather 2.
Godfather 2.
But considering how many sequels have been made, that is still a very limited amount.
Right. And, yeah, dude, I mean, shit. I think I like this better. I fear the third one because I think it's going to suck.
Well, you know. How many is there? Is there only 3 books? 4 books?
I believe there's only 3.
Well, it's going to have some kind of a climactic ending for it to pull this much emotion. Like, really, I didn't want it to end.
I know, and the ending was kind of weak. I mean, it like suddenly, like you ran into a wall. Like,
well, it was a point where I think what they intentionally did is it's that point where you take a breath, but don't finish. You know, you're
right.
So I think it intentionally left you wanting to like biting. I'm almost positive. There's no way a book could have ended like that. It's just too much. But I'm thoroughly impressed. So
I kind of want to watch it again because I'm sure there's just a bunch of stuff I missed. You know, like maybe I would have gotten the subtle hints a little bit better.
Well,
but I mean, I saw the turn coming. I saw, you know, what they were doing.
I was seeing what was going on. Also, it's not like it's the most complex thing, but just that feel of just like it. You can feel it progressing. You feel the story progressing. And it, like I said, it draws you in emotionally. Even if you know exactly what's happening, you feel it. You buy into it.
And, you know, I think I would have liked to have seen them in the Hunger Games itself a little bit longer. All the different areas, all the different deaths and
yeah,
fucked up things that were happening. I wanted a little bit more, you know.
Well, with the odd thing about it is, like I said originally, I couldn't get through the first book. I just didn't. I kind of want to go back and read them now.
No, you don't.
I don't know.
It may ruin the movie for you.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I still might.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. There you have it. The old feature, Hunger Games. Richard's still a little ashamed to mention that he saw the movies.
I'm not mentioning it. Actually, after this one, it's a pretty darn good movie.
Yeah. Well, you know, honestly, I think the first one, teenager. This one, adult.
Yeah,
next one, you know, it's just going to keep like the Harry Potter movies, you know. You grow with the characters. And this one, they shed away with all the teenagers and just went with the adults. And
literally.
Yeah, literally. And so, yeah.
Yeah, it's got a very, this has a very adult theme. It's got a very, a very real story to it. It's not that reaching out kiddie style. So I'm thoroughly impressed. I want to see it again.
But still, Battle Royale.
Alright, well there you have it guys. We both enjoyed the movie. So if you get a chance, go check it out if you're a fan. Otherwise, you know, cool on you. Catch you guys at the next Midnight Movie Maniac showing.